You have been meditating for about 15 minutes. Assuming there is some degree of tranquility and some degree of mental absorption, we will now do a contemplation. Today is an auspicious day, so let's reboot our software. Mind is the software of the soul. Today we are going to reboot our system and reinstall the software along with some new applications, and it's a warm reboot. Control-Alt-Del. So let's reboot the system by installing two new applications. First, the application of virtues, and second, the application of love, starting with the installation of the first CD, the application of virtues. From today, I shall live a virtuous life, deliberately refraining from all wrongdoing. I shall cultivate the following 10 virtues. The virtue of non-violence. From today, I shall not harm myself nor another being in any shape and manner. I shall develop a sense of goodwill and welfare for all beings. The virtue of truthfulness. From today, I shall refrain from all degrees of lying. I shall only speak and uphold the truth. I shall neither understate nor over-exaggerate, not reacting to fear. I shall speak only the truth. The virtue of non-stealing. From today, I shall not use what belongs to others without their permission. I shall refrain from cheating and corruption. I shall not react to emotions of greed. The virtue of non-indulgence. From today, I shall live a simple life, not overindulging in sensual pleasures, becoming conservative in using natural resources, avoiding waste and extravaganza. I shall cultivate simplicity, the virtue of sexual piety. From today, I shall be devoted to one single partner becoming devout towards one single partner. Experiencing oneness, I shall not react to emotions of lust. The virtue of physical purity, I shall keep my external as well as the internal body clean. I shall eat water-rich fruits and vegetables, a healthy diet. I shall eat in moderation. I shall eat only to nourish the body and not to satisfy the lust for food. The virtue of austerity. With wholesome vigor, I shall live an austere life, using minimum means for sustenance. I shall devote my physical and mental energy to purify and to perfect the mind. The virtue of self-study. From today, I shall use this life as a laboratory. I shall use all my experiences to know myself and to know the world in relationship to myself. I shall make this life a laboratory to develop real understanding. The virtue of contentment. From today, I shall stop doing more and more of the same thing and go higher and higher. The virtue of surrender. From today, I shall surrender the desire for justice and fairness. I shall surrender the desire for judgment. I shall surrender the issues of justice and judgment to the laws of nature, the laws of karma, knowing that wholesome deeds lead to wholesome results, unwholesome deeds lead to unwholesome results. I shall let the karma do the justice. I shall lay down the burden of judgment diligently and ardently, practicing these 10 virtues. I shall cultivate a spiritual sentiment. I shall eradicate greed, hatred, and delusion, and cultivate non-greed, non-hatred, and non-delusion. Now installing the second application, the application of love. I shall practice loving kindness towards myself and others. I shall become free from hatred, anger, resentment, and aversion, secluding myself from all sorts of irritation, annoyance, anxiety. I shall become interested in others and their welfare. I shall become agreeable and amiable so I can develop real friendship with all beings. I shall become so loving and kind and gentle and humble that no trace of ill will remains in me. I shall practice and cultivate compassion, noticing suffering in me, noticing suffering in others. I shall develop a wholesome desire of alleviating that suffering. I shall eradicate meanness, cruelty. I shall not react to emotions of sorrow and pity. I shall become compassionate. I shall practice gladness. Deriving happiness and joy from others' successes, appreciating others' successes, deriving joy from that, eradicating envy and jealousy and aversion. I shall cultivate appreciative joy. I shall develop the aptitude of equanimity, a sense of oneness, removing all the barriers, neutralizing separateness. Developing a sense of equality, I shall establish myself in oneness. Ardently, diligently, consistently practicing loving kindness, compassion, gladness, and oneness with steadiness of effort, never giving up, but letting go. Ever serenely balanced, neither free nor bound, I shall abide in this world from today, being reborn, resurrected. Ever serenely balanced, neither free nor bound, I shall abide in this world in peace. Peace.